This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The following podcast is an Embassy Row production.
Welcome back to In My Heart, a podcast truly about all of the things in my heart and finding our freedoms. I'm your host, Heather Thompson.
Be sure to stay tuned after today's interview for Holla Back. That's my Q&A where I'm answering questions from my listeners, so be sure to stay tuned.
I'm so excited to introduce you to my next guest, Dr. Andrew Kirkland. Inspired by his continued desire to help his patients, he leaned into their questions about CBD and with it tapped into his own curiosities, studying, researching, and listening to research about the health benefits of CBD really opened his eyes and set him on the course to discover and design his own Dr. Kirkland Therapeutics. Using upscale phytocannabinoid topical remedies that pair essential oils with hemp extracts, Dr. Kirkland set out to help us alleviate pain. As a chiropractor, he's invested personally in caring for people one-on-one, and I'm so thrilled to have him here in my heart today. Dr. Kirkland, we're going to pick your brain about CBD. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
I'm so thrilled to have you. First of all, the one thing that I know, well, we enjoy adventuring. We like to be outdoors and we like to use this wonderful vessel that we're given for this journey and use our legs and our lungs to power us. But one of the things that we also share the belief in is not only how incredible the human body is, but how much nature has to offer us. Before we turn to some of the, I guess I would call it traditional American, medicine of fixing a problem, instead of fixing, what the cause of the problem is, what the root of the problem is. And so I think that we have to exhaust all of our avenues naturally before we sometimes move into heatier, heavier stuff. Can you talk a little bit about that and how your journey began? And how you really came to that philosophy?
Yeah, that's it's certainly close to my heart. I actually had a hip infection as a kid. I think it was around the age of 7. I was in the hospital for a week in traction, and it left me with some deterioration around my hip, which I've had since early teens. And so that triggered some other issues. I had some back stuff, and I was playing a lot of contact sport, hockey, football, and my back really started to bother me. And I had an uncle who played professional football. He sent me to his orthopedist, and I was young. The orthopedist looked at me, and his one question was, "Bend over and touch your toes." So I bent over, touched my toes, came back up, and he said, "You don't have a back problem," and walked out of the room. So I thought, okay, wait a second. I literally took the bus there. I'd spent 4 hours waiting in his waiting room, and that was the examination. So, it struck me a young age, not good care.
Right. And you basically passed the scoliosis test, and that was about it, right?
Yeah, exactly. Right. So, okay. So, that then in sent me on this journey of looking for a solution for my own issues. And so, you know, I was then referred to a chiropractor at the time. And I was amazed at how much care and attention they put in to really getting to the source of the issue for me. And they took an x-ray, they found a stress fracture in my lower back. And once the right plan was developed to deal with that, I was able to get back on track. And so I've been super active my whole life. I have some hip stuff that I actually use my CBD topical product on just to keep me moving. And I always do better when I am moving. So, you know, for me, it's really a necessity around feeling well, being well, sleeping well. Activity is a big part of my life and taking a very natural approach. So I have literally been on antibiotics once in my life. I can say I turned 50 recently. You know, so health and wellness and a natural approach has always been a very big part of my own health. And that's what I've spent my time in practice. And now I really enjoy sharing information around CBD out to, I like to say, beyond the walls of my clinic. We get to help a lot of people beyond the walls of my clinic now.
Yes. So CBD is something that you came into a little bit later. And I'm going to just push pause on that for a second because I want to start to first talk about, you know, you had 20 years of experience before CBD came into your world and into your life. And then you, in essence, those were the new avenues that I was referring to in the introduction.
Yeah.
You know, you have founded a whole line of CBD pain relief and sleep relief and all kinds of, you know, helpful products. But I want to talk a little bit about you as a chiropractor, as your you know, time as a doctor. I think that people don't necessarily truly understand when the right time to go to a chiropractor is. I think that we hear a lot of mixed messages about it. I think people, the idea of, you know, the cracking of your bones, like kind of, you know, like yeah. skeeve people or creep them out. I believe in chiropractors. I've been using them for a long time. Can you just give us a little bit of just a background on that years of experience? And we obviously, I'm going to guess for you that through your own misdiagnosis or kind of mismanagement from a doctor when you had a stress fracture in your back, is that how you got into bones and got into the whole skeletal system? Tell us a little how that happened. Yeah.
You know, in university, I was in engineering. And I was actually doing super well. I was at the top of the class, but I had all these back issues that I then started to think more about health. I looked at applying into med school. I toured hospitals and met with different medical doctors. You know, so I had the opportunity to decide what I was going to do. And it was really through understanding what my chiropractor was up to, how it helped me. And it fit in with the idea of your body being very mechanical. And you need to be moving right in order to get everything that you want out of life. It's a really kind of basic concept that our body is very mechanical. And so it makes sense to take a mechanical approach if your mechanics are not right, you know, as opposed to a pharmaceutical approach for something that's mechanical. So that sit with me very well. And then, you know, I've always been willing to do what I felt was the right thing. Not the most common path travel, but the right thing. And that I say that because it applies into this this category now of CBD and what we're up to. Just I saw benefit for myself. I saw other people benefit and decided that's what I wanted to spend my career doing. And I started my career in England, where chiropractic is less well known, but there is also less controversy about it. Mm-hmm. So people go to the chiropractor, you know, because they go to the chiropractor. There's not a lot of the you know, politicalization and dollars associated with some healthcare you know, political forces, I'll say. You know, so for me, it was always just an opportunity to do the right thing for people, to see people benefit tremendously. And as my time went on in practice, I saw so many people do so well, but I never really took credit for it myself. It was actually about helping someone get better and giving them the tools to get better, whether it was a conversation, a discussion, some education, information, or the tools to physically help them. And so it's been super fulfilling. I've always had a natural approach to my own health and to the care that I can provide. And so I know we'll touch on it, but CBD just ticks so many boxes. Cannabinoids tick so many boxes in terms of this natural approach, you know, just doing the right thing that I believe is the right thing ultimately.
Right. So not only from looking at like the x-ray of a patient and understanding where they're out of alignment, or, you know, I always had this one, I think they call it the L2, which is the vertebrae in my neck.
Okay.
That used to, I don't know how, why it happened or what happened, but it would always be out. And I finally figured out a way to keep it in. And I've done that because it's not just your bones. It's about the muscles and the tendons around them. And it's an all-encompassing picture that a good chiropractor looks at. So, but more than that, looking at it from an x-ray, you had a kind of aha moment, right? So you treat, you know, thousands of patients and they come in all ages, shapes and sizes with all types of different relief that they're looking for. But you had an epiphany, so to speak, after treating one of your patients who was in her mid 80s, right? And she was, you know, and she was suffering from fibromyalgia, right? And chronic fatigue syndrome. And she's in a chiropractor's office. So you just think about that, right? Because this is holistic, you know, looking at the body holistically. Yeah. So she was faced with this chronic cycle of pain, right? She had poor sleep. She was taking medications that were grogging her out. And so you suggested that at 80 something years old, that maybe she researched a prescription for medical cannabis.
And that's right.
That really, well, I love that you were amazed that she was like, I'm into it, right? So can you tell us a little bit about that journey? Because she really is important to your story and you know, kind of your aha moment.
I'm no longer in practice. The brand is full time. But that was a very special moment for me in helping her and her husband. So, you know, they would have at the time, like conservative medical approach. They had medical doctors in the family. The woman had been on many medications, had multiple surgeries for all sorts of things, was really stuck in chronic pain, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, you know, trying another medication. And she came to see me because it did give her some physical relief. I worked on her feet and helped her with a low back and stretched her out and things. And, you know, she would benefit, but it was never a long-term solution. It was a very complex problem she had, but I was always very frustrated for her because I just felt she could be doing better than where she was at. So I was always looking for different solutions and things for her. And so as my journey into cannabinoids developed, I just came in contact with so much information that I really started to share with patients in very specific situations. I didn't want to the doc out there just talking about you know, cannabis all day. So I was sharing it with specific situations. And, you know, one day this couple came in. She cried almost every time I saw her. So, you know, they're both in the room together. She's crying, and I thought, okay, I'm just gonna go for it here. They're ultra conservative, but let's happen. So I looked at both of them and I said, listen, I really think you should go and research cannabinoids, you know, CBD, THC, whatever, go do the research and make a decision as to whether you think this will help you or not. And I left it at that. They kind of looked at me strange and off they went, but they literally came back a week later and they had done the research. I mean, they had called all of their expert friends and relatives. They had read everything and they came back and said, yeah, we're going to try it. At the time, the only product they could get was actually the flower from cannabis. So they literally had to roll themselves a joint and stand on their balcony in the middle of winter to see if this would help them. So I thought, I mean, think of the extent that this conservative couple is willing to go to see if it'll benefit them. You know, that was my aha moment, that people are looking for solutions. They're not happy with the status quo. And here's this plant that has a 4,000 plus year history of use, really, you know, almost like development along the lines of human evolution and development. And there's so many things where this plant and the various constituents work well together with human physiology, that to understand that a couple in their mid 80s were willing to go to that extent to see if it would help them really blew me away. And of course, that's not the right way to try and improve your health, is standing on a balcony in the dead of winter, right? So that was also part of it. Like, you know, I can do my part to develop products. You know, I wanted to bring professional expertise, my perspective on health and wellness and how a natural approach fit together. And so the product started to develop. I had some crazy name for the brand. I can't even remember what it was, but it was like a very scientific acronym of some sort. And someone looked at me one day and said, you know, why don't you just name it after yourself? Because, you know, this is your project and your thing. And, you know, that was also an aha moment. Like, I'm going to put my name on this. I'm going to own it. And we're going to help people with it.
And Dr. Kirkland Therapeutics was born. So I want to go back a little bit to, I think sometimes we regulate ourselves out of relief. And I can, you live in Canada and Montreal, hence my French opening to you. Here in the United States, I think that, people get afraid of these things. And, the hemp plant has been around, like you said, for a long, long time. And, it just was painted to such a picture that was scary for people, and the social, party kind of aspect of what comes along with the hemp plant really gave it a bad rap, to be honest. And the other thing that I want to point out is, pain in your heart, things that are happening and things that are hard and confusing to understand is one thing. Living with chronic pain, it is, I think, one of the worst things that someone could be, dealt that deck, to always constantly be in pain. And right away, what happens in, this wonderful world that we live in is money always comes into play. So, big food, big pharma, all these things, that are regulated, lobbyists, and we as consumers are kind of left in the dust when it comes to the realities of what nature has provided us. Our maker made the cannabis plant for a reason. It grows out of the ground on its own. And I really was always, mad at the bad rap that it got. I want to spread the message out there and get people aware of that, because, pot, so to speak, or the hemp plant got a bad rap from people. It was illegal. It was all these things. What was disregarded was all these other great cannabinoids that this plant has to offer, and CBD being the one out in the forefront right now. So can you share a little bit about your thoughts on that?
I think the history is really amazing, and I encourage people to go and read about it because it is so political. And I like statements like, if cannabinoids were discovered for the first time right now with no political history, they would be given, Nobel Medicine prizes or whatever prizes you can give to them.
Right.
The research would be unbelievable and it would be full speed ahead. So yeah, I think the politicization of healthcare or sick care and the interests that are there. One of the things I experienced as a chiropractor is that there's no big money in chiropractic. And in fact, it's a one-on-one relationship with a patient. And so there's no opportunity to patent stuff and all sorts of things. So we tended to encounter some political headwinds. Same thing in cannabis. It's a natural plant derivative, right? And so it's had this crazy politicization, really creating stigma around it, creating social injustice around it. So, I personally hope that the future of cannabinoid science and healthcare is going to be open and accessible to everybody, as opposed to turned into a strict business with patents and restrictions around who can sell and whatnot. There is regulation needed, but at the same time, I think if more people access cannabinoids, access CBD, more people incorporated into their health routine, wellness routine, I think there are unbelievable health benefits on the horizon.
Absolutely. So do your research. Don't just believe what you hear. And So Dr. Kirkland's therapeutics, he developed really around all topicals. So your CBD doesn't necessarily enter the bloodstream, although, our skin is our largest organ. So it's absorbing through the tissues.
Yeah.
And I just want you to talk a little bit about, why these CBD topical solutions are helpful. Is there a difference between one and the other? There's so much out there. What happened is it like hit the market. People found an opportunity, and not all of them are like you. They don't have a big heart involved in it and a lot of integrity and come from, you know, over 20-year career treating pain management. So how does the consumer, how does the buyer beware?
Yeah, you know, I'll say one of my frustrations is to see all sorts of products and brands developed around, you know, potential expertise or honestly lack of expertise. I've sat on panels where people are answering questions that, you know, unless you have a, you know, 9-year medical background, you're probably not getting it quite right. But listen, I understand people's desire to want to help. And if it's really truly at their heart of wanting to develop products that can help people, and a lot of people in the industry do have their own personal experience with it, or they have a loved one who has benefited and they've said, I got to do this. You know, they've had their
necessity
own.
Necessity is the mother right? of all invention, right?
Yeah. But, you know, at the same time, I've seen my name appear on online, you know, companies. You can't even trace who they are. They're using my name to sign people up for this monthly crazy subscription. You know, so yeah, there's a lot of, unfortunately, crookedness out there. I think a lot of it is going to settle down as they bring in some proper regulations and whatnot. But for the time being, I get asked this all the time. You got to do your research. Don't just, you know, if late at night, you're not feeling well, you're not sleeping, you see an ad, you click on it, you buy. You know, I would really take some time, do some research, figure out if the brand is real or not. Look at the lab results, if they're willing to share that. Make sure the CBD content is fully displayed. You know, you shouldn't have to search around to try and figure out if there's actually CBD in a product or not. It really should be upfront and there. And then try and do research on the company and the brand and make sure it's legit.
Right, exactly. So I didn't even know that you weren't practicing anymore. I mean, like that says a lot. That really says a lot that you have now put, you know, 150% of your efforts into this product category of therapeutics, which are upscale. Now you source your hemp out of Oregon, and I cut you off a little. I want you to finish your thought, but let's move to kind of the sourcing and what people should look for in that.
Yeah, I know you've had amazing entrepreneurial journeys, and I love your energy and enthusiasm around projects and stuff. It turns out I've discovered I'm quite an entrepreneur, and I really love building a brand. I love the feedback we get. I love getting products out there. When I put my name on the brand, I needed to know that the active ingredient, the hemp, the CBD, was of quality. So I've actually stood in the fields in Southern Oregon. I've looked at the history of the genetics to these plants. So where the CBD and cannabinoids actually come from, there's this amazing complexity to the plants. So, you know, you get a variety of quality of CBD oils. And so standing in that field, knowing how it's processed, you know, being involved in the labs that process it was what I owed myself and certainly what I owed the customer who's purchasing one of our products.
So is there a difference between, you know, the hemp extracts based on where they're grown, or is it really the integrity of the history of the plant and the building of it?
No, there's a difference in where it's grown. The hemp plant, it grows so quickly that it leaches everything out of the soil.
Yeah,
and
it's
so a lot
weed.
Of stuff. That's
Pardon
right.
The pun.
Literally.
It's a weed.
Literally, right? So yeah, this weed, if you've ever seen it grow, it grows super fast and gets super big. And I mean, the aromas from it can be spectacular, and it's really quite an amazing plant with all of the different applications from paper to industrial to everything, right?
Right.
But because it grows so fast, it does suck up a lot of material from the soil. So it'll suck up pesticides, it'll suck up toxins, heavy metals, all sorts of things. So, you know, you want an idea of the soil that this plant was planted in. And so what has it potentially ended up with? And that's where the lab results come in to be able to verify, make sure there are no pesticides, there are no heavy metals in things, right?
I love all of that you just said, because it's so informative and it's so true. And it does matter, you guys, where it's grown and how they're treating it and what they're spraying on it and all that stuff. I mean, these do get into our system when we don't use pure, you know, nature-made organics. I really believe in that. I mean, I can just tell you just off the... I'm digressing a little bit, but when I stopped putting things like perfumes that, you know, you'll look in that in the back of the label, and I'm telling you, Dr. Kirkland, you're not going to find the word perfume on the back of his label. It's a mask for so many things. And I was having like inflammation on my skin. And when I moved to Pure products, my skincare is Pure. I use another fun Canadian, my friend Ian, who I use his brand Emergency on my skin. I mean, everything changed for me, and very quickly. Again, that goes back to your love and my love of how dynamic the body is and how quickly it can heal. When you start stop clogging it with a lot of crap, so to speak, you know what I mean? Yep. Your body really does know how to work and fix itself. So I like to use things that are supporting my body, not making it work harder. And when your body works harder with some of the things that we put on our skin topically, we're actually creating inflammation scenarios within our body. Right, Doc?
Absolutely. Some of these ingredients can even read quite nasty in terms of what they are. Yeah. But you know, I also don't, we've tried to make our products as clean as possible. I don't make the claim that there's a category of clean beauty. I don't make the claim of clean beauty. But the active ingredient has been super important for us in terms of, again, this idea of sourcing and understanding where the hemp is coming from. And you know, we're not just buying the cheapest price we can find type situation, right? So the active ingredient has been crucial.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Have you been thinking about maybe having your own podcast? Well, if you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. First and foremost, it's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. And then Anchor, they'll distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify and Apple and many more. With Anchor, you can start to make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership as well. It's truly everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. That's anchor.fm.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Let me ask a question. So, you know, continents, you know, from Canada to London to, you know, the United States working in. Is there a difference, you know, between like the practices and like, you know, what have you found anything that, you know, are more barriers in some countries or others or more open? Can you just, I'm just curious about that.
Yeah, it's actually a very complex sector to be involved in, and there are so many barriers, and you know, every day presents a new challenge that, you know, honestly, we probably could have given up quite a while ago, but you know,
don't
I get up every
up,
day,
Jack.
We're not giving up. We get up every day, and you know, I actually have one of your quotes here: "Find your passion and live your dream." It's I'm very passionate about this, and every day we keep working hard. So yeah, there are different regulations. Canada is different to the US. Yeah. We're launching the brand in Canada, and here you have to sell in a dispensary. You can't sell in a grocery store. Yeah, so restrictions. So I have patients asking me, "What are your products available?" And they're coming, but you're going to have to go to the dispensary as opposed to walking into whatever your pharmacy or your natural food store is like we have in the US, right? And then you get over to Europe and there are certain restrictions around ingredients, and you know, the laws are actually changing there quite quickly and quite nicely. So we're very pleased. We just got into distribution in Denmark, Sweden, and Norway.
Congratulations.
So we're going to be over there. We're in the UK. You mentioned my the start of my career in London, that, you know, England is close to my heart and my wife. And so we're in London, we're in Selfridges and John Lewis and some great department stores there. And we have a footprint in Europe, and there are lots of interesting opportunities in Asia. But it's not like you can make it all in one manufacturer centralized and then just ship it everywhere. There are rules on packaging, there are rules on ingredients, there are rules on import, export. It's all very complicated at the end of the day. But
regulating ourselves right out of relief. You don't even get high from it, but you got to get it in the dispensary.
Exactly.
And rubbing it on your knee. It's great. Well, Doc, is there any myths about CBD you want to debunk?
You know, I am careful to say that it is not a panacea. It's not going to work for everybody for every single thing, right? At the same time, I get asked, is this a trend? Is it a fad that's going to come and go? And just the way it helps people, the interest, the response from people in terms of effectiveness and relief and whatnot that they get, it's here to stay for sure. So I just, thank God. But again, I encourage people, do the research, learn, figure out what is right for you. There's some people that will benefit a lot more from an ingestible than they will from a topical. Other people, they're going to react a little sensitively to an ingestible. So it makes sense to start with a topical. So in terms of debunking, I think the most common question we face is CBD going to get me high? Grandma wants to know. she might want to get high.
Am I going to be skateboarding in my
mid-coat? yeah. But we see this amazing thing where seniors and grandma and grandpa, actually think it's cool.
Yeah.
And they're getting the results they want and the relief they want, and they think it's a bit mischievous. So they're like, hey, try this product too. But at the end of the day, CBD does not get you high. Technically, it does get through your blood-brain barrier. So it is psychoactive. So it does have an effect on your brain and brain chemistry. So that's why it can help with potentially with sleep and anxiety and mood disorders and things like that.
Right, balancing, restoration, all those things.
But it's not psychogenic, so it doesn't give you the euphoria that is associated with the THC molecule.
Got it. Great. So I hope everybody hears that and, does your own research and looks into it, whether, it's THC that you want to look at for, medicinal reasons, CBD as a problem solution topically. It helps treat inflammation. It helps treat balance. I use it both topically and I ingest it. Most of you know I had an ACL injury that I'm recovering from still. It's a long recovery. I blew my ACL. It was nothing left to it. And I had a replacement. And so my recovery has been really helped, and aided through the use of CBD. I just know it. And by the way, I will say, I used your product after I was using some other products, and I 100% knew immediately the difference and felt the difference in as much as that I asked you to participate in my holiday gift guide, because I wanted to share when I know a good thing, I like to share it. And so I thank you for participating in that gift guide. And now I have your products I put them in my first, they're not in my dispensary area. They're in my first aid kit. And so, I have your menopause cream. My kid's 13. I'm on the other side of it. She gets cramps and I rub it into her belly. Now she rubs it into her abdomen. The sleep relief, your sleep relief has a little bit of melatonin in it too. And I like that as part of a ritual. If I'm stressed out or have a lot on my mind, I try to start my ritual of getting ready to bed. And I use your product to help rub it in my temples or, it's all encompassing. It's never just one thing. You know what I mean? Like you have to look at healing yourself and wellness as a 360 degree view. And so I love that you have focused solely and really right now on CBD as the entry, but as cannabinoids and using your amazing wisdom and your education and your experience to keep bringing these products to the forefront for people. So thank you for that.
Yeah, it's my pleasure, right? And I like to say CBD is just the first one out of the gate. We have product development around CBG, and CBN is showing promise in helping sleep. So we've got product development around adding CBN, but then we talk about the politics. CBN is restricted in some countries. So, you know, if we have a product in the US that has CBN in it, we're probably not going to be able to ship it to other jurisdictions, right? So, so understanding that, but also identifying these other cannabinoids, which are going to be, you know, have huge potential, is to me super exciting. So CBD is like first one out of the gate. Obviously THC has been around. THC has a bit of a negative connotation as like the bad cannabinoid, but you know, there's nothing bad about it. It's non-addictive. You know, there are perhaps certain people who may be prone to issues in terms of ending up using a lot of THC and maybe some psychological issues, but even that's not that clear. And the risk there is so minimal that when you understand that, again, THC is like a mirror image of a molecule that you make in your body already. And you know, here's a little fascinating thing I love to share, that there was research done in the UK around spinal manipulation. So what a chiropractor will do, what an osteopath will do. And they thought, you know, as someone leaves the office, they often feel great and feel relief. And they thought it was like an adrenaline release. So they looked for adrenaline type hormone spikes post manipulation. What they actually found is that there is an anandamide spike. And anandamide is actually this mirror image of THC. So your body is producing anandamide as like a natural euphoric effect as a result of touch and stretch and stimulation to your proprioceptive system. So I thought, like, in terms of aha moments, like when I read that research, that was like, okay, that just absolutely ties it all together.
Oh my God, I love that. And by the way, when you have a really good chiropractor and you are being treated with, you know, love and kindness, the euphoria is real. I mean, I always left my chiropractor really feeling like lightheaded and wonderful and happy. And wow, I never knew that. I love that. I love that so
That's
much.
Great, huh?
So it's so great. But you know, these are, again, natural. These are things that we have in our body. So just Google it. Google cannabinoid. You probably never even heard of it. Like, yeah, you've heard about pot and weed, but you've never heard of a terpene. You probably never, you know, really are just understanding CBD as a cannabinoid and like the how many there are of them. So please do your research and look into it.
Google endocannabinoid system, because that's really, you know, where it all starts. If you start to understand how that system regulates so many things in your body, and if you can help that system regulate better, I like to call it like an umbrella. You know, it has this umbrella effect on so many other pieces and components of your health. That's where part of the misconception comes from, that how can it possibly help with mood and help with pain and help with digestion and skin and so many other things, right? But that's why if you understand that it is having this overall effect on how your body is self-regulating, that's where to me the real excitement is around. You're not just addressing one symptom, you're actually addressing how your body is functioning, modulating, self-regulating.
From the mouth of the doctor,
there you go.
He knows to tell you what to Google.
The change of season is always a good time to start a new routine or turn over a new leaf. And I want you to care about the skin you're in and for Big Blue too. The essence of good skin, you know, it's steeped in nature. Combine that with top chemists and state-of-the-art labs and look no further than Emergen-C. They are revolutionary in advanced skincare that incorporates clinically proven cosmeceutical and medical-grade ingredients, active botanicals, and marine extracts straight from Mother Nature. It's the way I keep the best of me emerging, and you can too. There's no picking and choosing what's right for you. All of Emergen-C's formulas use targeted ingredients that clean, tighten, purify, detox, soothe, hydrate, and smooth all skin types, including visibly problematic skin. Emergen-C has regulated my skin, improved its hydration and elasticity, and help me fight the signs of aging and sun damage while improving my overall skin tone and texture. And it keeps me protected from future environmental aggressors too. And you can feel even better with their one-of-a-kind initiatives like the Buy One, Plant One tree planting program, their innovative Emerging Bees Bee Habitat initiative, and Emerging Seeds. That's their organic vegetable program.
Emergency is continually setting an industry-leading precedent for environmental initiatives and new technologies to ensure that no matter your environment, the best of you keeps emerging too. Go to emergency.com, that's E-M-E-R-G-I-N-C.com, and get on your way to nourished and rejuvenated skin today.
So, Doc, outside of your passion for this, I just thank you so much for coming and sharing your knowledge and wisdom and, you know, debunking things and giving, you know, some curiosity to people that are looking for this, and certainly some hopefully relief for people that are living in chronic pain and with chronic conditions. But outside of it, what are some of the other things that make you tick?
Well, I can, I can share personally that, my wife and I have a Jack, J-A-C-K, and an Ella.
Oh my gosh, that's so crazy. Our kids are named the same. That is amazing. Mine is a Jax, J-A-X, but his middle name is Jack. Alexander Jack Schindler. Yeah. That's how Jax came to be.
Sorry, I also know that you're obviously very invested in charitable causes and you know, health of children and your own children. Right. We have personal stories about challenges with our kids when they were really young, and my daughter stopped breathing, you know, within the first minute of her life and spent the first 7 days in an ICU. My wife didn't get to hold her for the first 7 days of her life. So, you know, we're very fortunate. Our kids are extremely healthy and beautiful children and just well rounded and everything else. So certainly sympathize for people who've had, you know, much bigger struggles than what we've had in our with our kids, but it's a big motivating factor for us to always do the best for our children.
Oh my God. I'm so glad you shared that with me. It's just amazing that their name is the same. And we both had, Jax, before we found out about his liver, he wasn't breathing at childbirth, and, you know, we cut the umbilical cord and all hell broke loose. And, please hug your wife for me when you see her and tell her this is from Heather. And I'm giving a hug right here through my camera lens. I love that. So some of your favorite things, I know you love snowshoeing up there in Canada. What are some of your favorite things or some other things that you can share with our listeners?
It's funny. Snowshoeing comes up a lot right now, just, you know, COVID and quarantining. And I haven't been on a plane since 11 and a half months ago.
Right.
So it's been a readjustment for my work routine and lifestyle. And I actually find myself much more productive, which also has allowed me to refocus on activity and exercise. Living on a plane and living in hotels and restaurants is not a good way to be healthy, right? So I'm super enjoying being back out in the outdoors a lot. So snowshoeing is easily accessible. Telemark skiing, which, I'm sure you put these skins on your skis and you hike up the mountain instead of riding the chairlift. So that I absolutely love. You're out in the woods by yourself type thing, just a moment of peace and great exercise,
All right. So I just have to add this. Let's talk just for one second, because the only missing link in what you said was nutrition.
Listen, I have to say, I'm super impressed when I know that you've studied and you've got your degree and you've been doing health coaching. And I know you have a focus on nutrition with your brand as well. Right. So when I studied nutrition, we're going back 25 years ago, almost, when I studied, nutrition was a big part of my chiropractic studies. It was actually, it was about 15% of what we studied.
Wow.
And at the time, med students, I had friends in med school, they literally did like 5 hours of nutrition study in their whole degree. Right.
Yeah.
So, and think of the things that we suffer as humans the most are lifestyle issues that are related to stress and related to diet and nutrition. And so, it's such an integral part. I got to say, it's my body responds best when I'm eating protein and greens and salad. Yeah. And so, cutting back on carbs, they just don't suit me as well. Although when I'm doing a lot of cardio, I'm going to cramp up if I don't have some carb in my diet, right?
Right, refined carbs.
Carbohydrate
you get out of broccoli is good for you.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So, and I know, the idea of a diet restricting one thing or this thing or that thing is just, it's not the way we're made as humans is what I believe. Right. So it's a matter of eating healthy and eating according to your activity level And I got to say, I also believe in leading by example. So yeah, last year was rough and stressful, and my health was not as good coming out of a ton of travel, and my eating was not as good. You know, eating is a habit, yeah. And your body slowly gets used to certain things that you're feeding it, right? So I really had a great reset and a refocus on activity, and along with that comes the awareness of what I'm fueling myself with, right? So that's really it. Like, you know, considering what I'm eating based off of what am I going to do later on today? What's my exercise routine? All those sorts of things.
Yeah, I love that. I always say we have to look at food as fuel,
yeah,
as medicine, and yeah, for fun.
Exactly. That's right. And not necessarily in that order all the time.
Not necessarily in that order all the time.
But, doesn't matter.
And if you allow that and you stop restricting, yeah, and you start to, you know, we like to say crowd out bad choices for better choices, you know, our minds are a muscle. And I always say it's like the cornrows in our mind. When we keep, yeah, doing the same thing, we create these cornrows of repetition, and that's what our body gets to know. And, you know, yeah, it, when
that's,
we start to,
that's a great
that,
analogy.
Yeah, yeah. And so if you eat a bunch of sugar, your mind knows sugar, yeah, loves sugar, wants sugar. But the more sugar you eat, for example, the more you want, and the less sugar you eat, the less you want. And that's really how it works.
Yeah. Yeah. But when you take a step back and you buy good products and you focus on your nutrition, you know, some wonderful things happen.
And you read those labels. Well done.
That's right.
Thank you so much. So I got to ask you, you know, in all of this, you know, yeah, how are you finding your freedom? You know, living fearlessly, finding your freedoms. Can you just share a little bit about how you feel about that?
I actually feel very privileged. You know, early in my career, I had the opportunity to meet some amazingly successful people. And they would often, because I was helping them, they were often open to sharing back with me. So I got to ask some, you know, very pointed questions, some unbelievable people who I would, you know, they wouldn't, I would never have access to unless I was in that situation, right? So, you know, so I had some amazing advice, which was often like, you got to go for it. You just, yes, you know, don't overthink it. You know, if there's something you want to do and you're passionate about, you got to take that first step and you got to go for it. And so in this, you know, creating a brand, there was, yeah, a lot of fear. Okay, I've got an established practice. I've got an established career. But, you know, I decided to go for it. And it's been this unbelievable, crazy, exciting journey. You know, it's entrepreneurship, so it's got enough downs and, you know, to go with the
highs
ups.
Highs and lows, right?
Yeah, you know, highs and lows. But, you know, I would often say to patients in practice, like, you know, if they were kind of saying, oh, listen, I have this opportunity, I'm thinking about this, I'm thinking about that, I would just say, listen, you owe yourself, you got to go for it. Just go for it. Right. So it's a basic thing to say, but it is like truly at the core of, you know, human achievement. And I know a lot of stuff that you've been able to do in your exciting life is, yeah, you've gone for it.
Gone for it. Yeah. Sometimes the best messages are in the simplest packages. Yeah, I love that.
That's right.
And yeah, I will tell you from the mouths of rock stars and royals, you go for it.
That's
thank
right,
you so exactly, much, Dr. Kirkland. It was such a pleasure, yeah, to chat with, yeah, you as always. You're in my heart. And just before
thank
I
you,
let
Heather,
you go, let people know if they don't already follow you, where they can follow you and find you.
Yeah. So this is on the website, drkirkland.com. You got to spell that last name right. It's a Dutch last name. So drkirkland.com with two A's. And
spell it for
Dr.
them.
Kirkland. drkerklaan.com.
That's it.
Yeah. So and on Instagram, Dr. Kirkland. So thank you, Heather.
All right. We're going to be watching out for you. Thank you so much, Dr.
Thank
Kirkland.
You. Pleasure to speak with you. Take
be
care.
Well.
Thanks, Heather. Be well. Bye-bye.
Welcome to Holla Back. This is the part of my podcast where I answer all of your questions.
My next question is from @Alexa_Pastiglione. And Alexa asks, Heather, where do you get your hair colored? It is the most beautifully blended color I've ever seen. Well, thanks so much, Alexa. I happen to agree. I think my colorist is one of the very best. Her name is Alexis Antonellis, and you can find her at the Eddie Arthur Salon in New York City. She is I've been a New York City hair colorist for like over 20 years. She's a balayage expert, which is why you like the blending of my color so much. She actually paints the color into my hair. That's called balayage. And she's also a root color specialist. She's really amazing at covering my gray and making the transition when it's growing in be a lot less noticeable. I love her and I love Eddie Arthur Salon. They're at 29 East 61st Street in New York City on the fourth floor. And you can call Eddie Arthur Salon and make an appointment with Alexis Antonellis. She's the best. And you're in the best hands at Eddie Arthur Salon. Thanks for the question.
In My Heart is a production of Embassy Row. Our executive producer is Sarni Rogers. This episode was produced by Alexa Machia and Anna Marie Johnson, Karen Silverstein, and Heather Thompson. The show is edited by Maureen Bigas. You can follow me on Instagram at I am Heather T. See you next week.